These deals are eye-catching, but when patients turn up at pharmacies, they may find they cannot grab a bargain. Shayna Casper of T1 International, an advocacy group for diabetes patients, is a type 1 diabetic. She says she tried to buy Eli Lilly's non-branded insulin Lispro, the specific drug available from May 1st, for $25. Her pharmacy in Vermont quoted her $90. Perhaps Eli Lilly's program needs time to work out the kinks, or the pharmacy charged more on top. But this is not the first time such a scheme has caused problems. For years, pharma firms have offered a patchwork of plans to help customers afford insulin and other drugs. Some are for almost anyone, others for the poor or uninsured, but they tend to be difficult for people to access, says Stacy Duzetsina, a drug pricing expert at Vanderbilt University. First, patients must be aware that the scheme exists and that they are eligible, which is often unclear. Then they must jump through hoops. Some need applications, doctor's notes, proof of residence, tax documents, and more. Pharmacies must also know about the program and participate in it. It can be hard to know whom to blame, the drug companies for the faulty deals or the pharmacies for failing to implement them properly. These programs can also end at any time. What the Lord giveth, the Lord can taketh away, says David Mitchell of Patients for Affordable Drugs, an advocacy organization for patients. That is why Mr. Mitchell and others are pushing for laws to lower drug prices rather than relying on a mishmash of special schemes. Some states have given up on waiting. Colorado was the first to pass a cap on insulin at $100 a month in 2019. Since then, nearly half of states have introduced caps, but these cover only state-regulated health plans. In March, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, announced that he had signed a contract with a manufacturer to make and distribute insulin to Californians for $30. Maine, Michigan, and Washington may follow. There are also bills in Congress to tackle insulin prices and increase access to generics. Perhaps insulin's cost will eventually come down further and become more predictable.